Well, once upon a time, there was a young girl named Mildred Anderson who had a tremendous problem called Dennis Day. You see, it's a little disconcerting when a girl has gone steady with a boy for 3 years, and the only time he ever held her hand was to show her the Boy Ranger's secret grip. And tonight, with spring and romance filling the air, Mildred decided it's high time she did something about it. It started off like any other night. Mildred collected her allowance and took Dennis to see a movie. But the movie's over now, and she's lured him onto the porch swing under the stars to let nature take its course. Let's see how she and nature are making out.
Dennis, you can put a little closer to me if you'd like to.
Oh, gosh, no, Mildred. We're so close now, we're almost touching.
Dennis, did it ever occur to you that I'm a woman?
Oh, sure. You never had me fooled for a minute.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, we've known each other for quite a while now, haven't we?
Uh-huh.
But why haven't you ever kissed me?
You never asked me to.
All right. If I have to ask you, I will. Kiss me.
Why, Mildred.
Kiss me.
Please, Mildred, you're hurting my arm.
Dennis.
Just because you paid for the movie tonight, do you think you have the right to call me?
Oh, Dennis, don't be silly. Kiss me.
No.
Don't you want to kiss me?
Of course I do.
But then why don't you?
I might like it and become a slave to it.
The trouble with you is you're just the death of everybody.
I do not.
You do. You're afraid of men and you're afraid of women.
Well, maybe, but nobody else.
Dennis, don't you know why I made you see that Humphrey Bogart movie tonight?
Was there a special reason?
Yes, I hoped you might learn something. In that movie, Humphrey Bogart isn't afraid of anything or anyone.
Yeah, he's brave, all right. Boy, the way he cleaned out those gangsters single-handed. Gosh, I sure wish I could be like him.
You can, Dennis. Deep down within you, somewhere there must be a Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, but the trouble is he's covered with layer after layer of Dennis Day.
Oh, Dennis.
Anyway, Humphrey Bogart has to be brave. Look at the tough characters he's always running up against. I just work in Mr. Jacoby's antique shop. I never even saw a strong-armed man till I met your mother. Well, I'd better get some sleep. I don't want to be late for work again tomorrow.
All right. Good night, Dennis.
My, my. 10 o'clock and that honey boy hasn't shown up to work yet. He probably forgot again. Such a strange boy. So many things go through his head. But then, what better to stop him? Ah, good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, cousin, you own this store?
You said it, buddy. Lock, Stock, and Bagel. Son Jacoby's the name. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm here to sell you a little insurance, cousin.
Insurance? Listen, mister, already I'm carrying so much insurance that staying alive is a losing proposition.
Well, this is protective insurance, cousin, you see. Suppose somebody were to walk in here and, you know, accidentally bust this glass case of yours.
I don't think that's very likely.
No.
You got it, you lowlife, you got it, you...
You see, you never can tell, cousin.
You put your right foot through my glass case.
Yeah. Now, you see, accidents like that never happen to our customers.
You mean you're forcing me to buy this insurance?
Oh, no, not at all, cousin. You see, occasionally we run across a foolish storekeeper. Doesn't realize the value of our protection, but he generally sees the light.
He does?
Yeah. Usually streams in through a big hole in his head. So think it over, cousin. I'll be back in a while for your first premium. $50. So long.
$50, or I'll have a bullet in the middle and a lily on top. And that's just the first payment. What's the
Good morning, Mr. Jacoby.
Oh, honey boy. Did you see that man that just worked here?
No, sir. I came in the back.
He's a gangster, honey boy. A racketeer.
A gangster? Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you think I should give him $50 or he'll shoot me? What do I do, honey boy?
Oh, don't let him bluff you, Mr. Jacoby. Be firm like Humphrey Bogart. He wouldn't pay him a cent.
So what's so brave about that? Who's going to shoot the star of the picture?
Jacoby, you just can't give in. Don't pay him anything.
But suppose he killed me?
Don't change your mind even then.
No, I'm going down to the police station for help.
Okay, I'll stay here and watch the store.
All right. He said he'd be back in a little while.
The gangster said that?
Yeah. If he does, tell him I'm out.
I'll tell him we're both out because we will be.
Now, don't worry, Mr. Jacoby. That's what the police are for, to protect you.
Don't worry, he says. I got in my stomach butterflies, and I got in my butterflies caterpillars.
Now, look, I'll station myself across the street from your store. I'll be wearing a derby hat and a tan coat. If the mobster comes back, signal to me.
Not me. I am too nervous to go back to the store. I'm going home.
Okay, I'll watch your place. Goodbye, Mr. Jacoby.
Goodbye, he says. And he's so right.
Gee, why doesn't Mr. Jacoby come back? It's been hours. That gangster might come in any minute. Gosh, if he does, I don't know what else.
I got you covered. Don't move or I'll shoot.
Janet, put down that split gun.
Oh, it's you, Mildred. I thought it was the gangster.
The gangster?
Yeah, there's a gangster trying to sell Mr. Jacoby protection. And Mr. Jacoby went for the police. Only he didn't come back, and the gangster is due here any minute.
Oh, my goodness. I noticed a tough-looking man across the street in a dirty hat and tan coat when I came in.
Oh, gosh.
Well, look. Look out the window. He and Mildred... Oh, my golly, he's coming toward the store.
Mildred, what'll I do?
Wait a minute. Maybe you can scare him.
Maybe I can scare him?
Yes. Yeah. Look, pretend to be another gangster. You're tough, and you don't want another crook muscling in. You've got to, Dennis. It's our only chance.
All right. Oh, Humphrey, if you're down somewhere inside of me, come up, Humphrey. I need you.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, come outside and say that.
Who are you?
I'm a big crook, that's who. I've committed every crime there is. Forgery, embezzlement, burglary, murder, jaywalking, arson, everything.
Yeah? What's your name?
I'm known to the underworld as Dennis the Menace.
You don't say. Who's the girl?
That's my mole.
Your what?
My male. My mule.
He means his ma.
Yeah, she's my mill, Margaret. I mean my ma.
So you're a crook, eh?
Yeah, and I don't want no muffling in on my territory, see? Jacoby's gonna get shaken down, I'm gonna do it, see? I won't have no other crook butting in, you see?
Did you ever do any time?
Did I ever do what any time?
I want to know if you've ever been up the river.
Certainly I've been up the river.
For long?
For hours. I lost the paddles and thought I'd never get back.
Look, I asked you a simple question, Bud. Have you ever been in?
In?
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about a stretch.
No, I've never been in one, but my ma wears them all the time.
You know something? You don't sound like a crook to me at all.
Hey, don't be funny. Who do you think robbed the First National Bank of Middletown?
There is no First National Bank of Middletown.
See, when I do a job, I do it right.
Maybe you mean the Consolidated Middletown Bank. That was robbed a few months ago.
It was? I mean, of course it was. I did it.
Yeah? I happen to know who pulled that one, only they haven't been picked up yet. It was Pink Pants McNulty and his mall, Mattress Face Mamie.
Sure, Pink Pants and Mattress Face are in my gang.
They are, eh? I'd like very much to meet them.
If he wants to see the gang, let him see it, Menace.
Huh?
Take him up to the old Anderson place and show him the gang.
Oh, yeah, the Anderson place. Sure, okay.
That's more like.
Hey, you two wait for me outside. I gotta phone the gang and tell them we're coming.
Okay, but no tricks now. I'll give you just 2 minutes.
All right. Hello? Hello, give me the police, quick. Hello? Look, this is Dennis Day. I just caught the crook who's shaking down Mr. Jacoby. Captured him single-handed with help. Yeah. Here, we're taking him to the Anderson boarding house and we'll keep stalling him off till you arrive. Only for heaven's sake, hurry. Okay, goodbye.
How are you, cousin?
Oh, are we related?
I hope not. Where's my pal, Jacoby?
Oh, you're his pal. Look, would you do me a favor?
Favor? What kind of favor?
Well, I gotta go out. Here's the keys to the store. Would you take care of the place for us?
Would I take care? Well, yeah. You bet you like, cousin. Oh, yeah. I'll take darn good care of it.
Well, when a crook attempted to shake down his boss, Mr. Jacoby, for some protection money, and Mr. Jacoby had a detective assigned to the case, our young hero, Dennis Day, solved the problem in his usual interesting way. He left the crook to watch Mr. Jacoby's store and took the detective off to be arrested. We find him now in a car with Mildred and the detective approaching the Anderson house, which he has claimed is the hideout of his notorious gang.
So this is your secret hideout, eh?
Yeah, this is it, all right.
Right in the middle of town. Aren't hideouts usually way out in the country?
Well, we used to have ours in the country, but we gave it up. Nobody ever came to see it.
Well, let's go in and meet the crowd. I'm kind of anxious to see the pair who were in on that Middletown bank caper.
Yeah, pink face and mattress pants.
Mattress face and pink pants.
Well, don't be surprised if they act a little peculiar. They're very suspicious of strangers.
Yeah, they even claim they're married, and my ma here is their daughter.
Sure, I get it. Well, let's go.
Oh, hello, Mildred. Dennis.
Hiya, mattress face.
Mattress face?
It's okay, mattress face. He told me all about you.
Oh, he did he?
Sure. He says you and your husband are two of the biggest crooks in the world.
What? Here.
Anything wrong, neck and nose?
This man says Dennis Day's been saying awful things about us.
Why, Dennis, I'm surprised at you.
Oh, cut it out. He told us all about you, pink pants.
My goodness, Dennis, I didn't think you knew about that.
Look, mister, you go inside with my ma. I'll try to explain the pink pants and mattress face.
There he goes again.
I'll make it snappy with the explanation, Dave.
Look, Mrs. Anderson, that man who just went inside, he sells protection.
Buy all you can. You're going to need it.
No. No, you don't understand. You see, he's a crook, a racketeer. I just brought him here to stall him off till the police arrive.
My goodness.
Is this the truth?
So help me. You see, I told him we were all crooks, too.
Oh. So that's why you had to say all those horrible things about it.
Mattress face.
Shut up, pink pants.
Yes, Pupsy.
Look, we gotta go on acting like mobsters and mobsterettes until the cops get here. Do you think you can pretend to be tough, Mr. Anderson?
I can try, Dennis.
Good. Mrs. Anderson, do you think you can... Now I'm being silly. Well, let's go. I told the folks all about you, mister. Everything's okay now.
Oh, that's fine. Kid was telling me you folks handled the Middletown bank robbery all by yourself.
Oh, my, yes. That's nothing for us.
All in a day's work.
Boy, you must be tough.
Oh, yes, indeed. I shot down 7 bank guards that afternoon.
Wow.
Yes, killed them in cold blood. I'm ruthless.
I guess I've got all the dope I want now. Get your things on, folks. You're all coming with me.
Coming with you?
What for?
You know what for. This mob is finished.
So you're taking over, huh?
You might say that, here. Now open that front door. I'll back out first so I can watch the bunch of you. You follow me.
Okay.
Okay. Now come on.
Hey!
Oh! I did it! I locked him in the closet. The bull guard in me came up.
Oh, Jenny,
you're
wonderful.
By
golly, you are.
Even I have to admit it.
Well, that'll hold the cook till the cops get here. I gotta get back to the store. Oh, my goodness, the store.
What's the matter?
I nearly forgot. I left it in charge of some stranger. A nice-looking fellow with a big scar across his face and no nose.
Oh, you're back again, eh, cousin?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry I was gone so long. Had to catch that racketeer who was shaking down Mr. Jacoby.
Oh, you caught him, eh? How?
I use my brain.
Shows you how a crook can get tripped up by the littlest bit of a thing.
That's right.
Well, it looks like you saved us detectives some work.
Oh, are you a detective?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Didn't you know, cousin? Yeah. I'm here gathering evidence to take down the headquarters. Can you give me a hand with it?
Sure. What kind of stuff are you going to take?
Well, the safe, for instance.
Safe?
Yeah, sure. Might be fingerprints on it.
Oh, yeah. I noticed you were working on it with a saw.
Yeah. That's what we use to cut the fingerprints off with. But we'll examine it more thoroughly at headquarters.
Yes, sir.
So just we'll pick it up and take it out to my car, eh? It's right outside the door.
Okay. I'll grab this then. Steady now.
Yeah. Boy, this thing is heavy.
Yeah, watch out for that slippery floor. There's glass all over it.
Right. Hey, look out, Dope. Hey, you're sliding. You're knocking me down.
Oh, watch out. Watch out. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Detective, speak to me. Oh, golly, the safe fell right on his head. He'll be terribly irritated. Mr. Detective, I didn't mean to do
wrong, boy. Are you all right, Dennis?
Look, on the floor.
It's the crook.
The racketeer.
Dennis, how did you do it?
What happened?
Why, you caught the guy we were after.
This fellow you locked in the closet was a policeman, but now you've got the real crook.
Honey boy, how did you ever do it?
Oh, it was nothing much. I just figured what Humphrey Bogart would do, so when he reached for his gun, I let him have it.
You let him have it?
Yeah, I threw the safe at him.
Oh, that's wonderful, Dennis. We thought he might have you fooled.
Well, he did for a minute, but he'll never fool anyone again. Easy to tell he's the criminal type since I dropped that safe on him.
Well, what do you mean?
Just look at that low forehead.